You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Part of the community. The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
So many innovative ideas start with an inventor just observing a simple event like Newton's falling apple. Today's guest on The Next Idea has had several of those moments, and they've led him to create something that he calls the Synergen. It creates electricity from the temperature differences between warm and cold water. Emil Uril of West Michigan left his day job as an electrical engineer to finish his invention, take it to the marketplace, and by founding a company called Synergy Power LLC. How did you get the idea for this Synergen?
Well, it kind of starts when my wife introduced me to ice skating. I didn't learn how to ice skate till I was in my early 30s, and she bought me skating lessons one Christmas, and I kind of gave her a strange look, like, what are you doing? Because I had next to zero coordination. Long story short, I went to the ice arena, learned how to skate. I fell in love with playing ice hockey. Then that wanted me to build an ice rink at home. And being an engineer and someone that loves to try out new things, I wanted to refrigerate part of that ice rink. So that led me down a path where I started to self-teach thermodynamics. I basically wound up creating my own chiller system from a used central air unit. Going through that process, I learned something related to thermodynamics that's referred to as saturated vapor pressure. So one day I was looking at the propane tank on the gas grill and realized that the pressure in that tank on a really cold winter day is on the order of 80 PSI, and then on a really hot summer day, the pressure could go as high as 220 or 250 PSI. And then I started envisioning a pressure gauge on the tank with a needle. And I realized, even though it's just a ridiculously small amount of work being produced, the fact that that needle moves from 80 PSI position to the 220 PSI position, it's doing work. It's actually producing power, that little tiny needle. That led me down a path of building several prototypes where the purpose was to figure out how to make a bigger needle that could actually do some real work and produce some real power.
So a Synergen, what is it? What does it look like?
Well, the Synergen basically is about the size of a round kitchen table. This is the current model. One thing to note about this device is it is highly scalable. For a number of years, I had a prototype that was on the order of 2 feet by 2 feet square, and I had many smaller prototypes like that. So this past January, my wife and I made the decision where it was just time to build the next size up, because I had a lot of potential investors look at the smaller units, and they'd be like, wow, this is great, this is amazing. And they would always ask me, is it scalable? And I would tell them, you know, basically in theory, yes, it is scalable. And they would sort of believe me, but the proof is in the pudding, as they say. And so it just came down to making the decision to build this larger unit. So now I literally have approximately a 500-pound pre-production unit that if you supply it with warm water on one side and cool water on the other, it uses that temperature difference and produces direct torque. Now, some people may want to use that rotary torque to turn a generator and produce power, while others may want to use just the direct mechanical power, for example, to turn a large water pump. So there's a variety of uses with it.
So here you have this device, the Synergen, that makes electricity by harnessing that difference, that delta in temperature between hot and cold water. Who do you see being able to make the best use of this?
The alternative energy market. There's a whole group of individuals out there. They dabble into alternative energy, or they're practically experts in the area where they're purchasing solar or wind generating devices. But there's also a market out there where if someone has a cabin or a home that's in the woods where wind and solar just doesn't work, a lot of times these people are remote enough where the expense to pay for the utility to come out and run power lines to their home is very expensive. They may have a wood stove or a wood boiler system that they're currently using for heating their home or their cabin. With the Synergen, they'll be able to take the Synergen and put that directly in line with their hot water heating loop, just like adding another appliance onto their wood boiler system. They would be able to provide power for their cabin or their home. When you use electricity in an efficient manner, you can run a coffee maker, high-efficiency refrigerator. You can even do a load of laundry once a week. You can run lights, LED, TV, laptop. There's a lot of appliances that can be run with that amount of power.
What would you do in summer if people aren't running wood boilers? I get that in January. What would you do in July?
Solar hot water heaters. With the Synergen, you have evacuated tube solar collectors. You also have what's called solar concentrators, which are more of a parabolic trough that reflects the radiation onto a pipe. And there's even an application where you simply lay black poly tubing on the roof of a house or a garage, and you harness the heat from the sun that way.
How has this process been in terms of finding financial backers?
It all started out with that decision back in January that my wife and I made to personally finance this next size unit, which has now been built, which has proven that it is highly scalable. If you wanted to turn it into a 50,000-pound machine and make it 20 times or 50 times the size, there's no reason why you couldn't. You'd have to certainly make sure the mechanics of everything is strong enough, but from a thermodynamics perspective, I don't know what the upper limit of scalability is. So it's really from the residential market to even harvesting low-grade thermal energy that's currently going out into the environment for large thermal power plants. There is literally billions of BTUs of heat that is going out into the environment that could be harvested with this technology on a much larger scale to produce emission-free power for tens of thousands of homes, and it wouldn't take up acres of space of solar farms and wind farms. Those things are good, but there's a huge revenue of energy that's out there that hasn't been tapped into. So as far as the financial backing with this, basically, the late end of spring, I acquired my first private investor, which was really an amazing story in itself. It all started out with chocolate birthday cake requested from our middle son, Paul. He was turning 11 years old, and he asked for chocolate birthday cake, and needless to say, he didn't feel so great that night, and we have sort of white carpet in his bedroom, and that required us to call a carpet cleaning service the next day. The carpet cleaning guy saw me going in and out of the garage, and he didn't really talk to me, and then he basically asked my wife, you know, what's your husband up to? And my wife simply mentioned to him, he's working on a new type of alternative energy system. Basically, the conversation went something like this, where he said, my dad loves out-of-the-box thinkers. He started up a business of his own, and literally in about a month from that conversation, his father sat across the table from me in his office and said he wanted to invest. I mean, I remember lots and lots of people telling me that you never know where that connection is going to come from, and here it all financially started over my son asking for chocolate birthday cake. You can't make that stuff up.
Indeed. Emil Uriel of West Michigan, who is now the founder of a company called Synergy Power LLC and inventor of a device called the Synergen, which creates electricity from the temperature differences between warm and cold water. Thank you so much for spending time with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you very much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.